And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, August 17th, 2013. It's the birthday of poet Ted Hughes, born in the town of Myfleroyd, England. He grew up in the countryside, surrounded by moors, joined the Air Force, and was assigned duty as a wireless mechanic in an isolated spot in rural Yorkshire, where he read Shakespeare all day. At Cambridge, he studied anthropology and archaeology. A few years after he graduated, he helped found a literary magazine, and at the launch party, he met an American student named Sylvia Plath. They were married less than 4 months later. Plath worked on her own writing, but she also helped her husband. She typed up his poems, sent them to magazines, and encouraged him to enter a contest sponsored by the Poetry Center in New York City, a contest whose judges were W.H. Auden, Marion Moore, and Stephen Spender. Hughes won first prize, and his poems were published as The Hawk in the Rain, which got great reviews and made him famous. Hughes and Plath had two children together, but they separated in 1962 when Hughes had an affair with another woman. The next year, Plath committed suicide. Hughes didn't write his own poetry again for years, but instead spent his time editing and collecting Plath's poetry. A few years after Plath's death, Hughes's new lover killed their 4-year-old daughter and then herself. Hughes became Poet Laureate of England and died in 1998, a few months after publishing Birthday Letters, a book of poetry about his life with Sylvia Plath. It was the first he had written about her in the 30 years since her death. Hughes's many books of poems include Crow, Moortown, Wolf Watching, and some books for children. And it's the birthday of actress and playwright Mae West, born in Brooklyn, New York in 1892. She appeared on the vaudeville stage when she was only 5 and then went on to burlesque and later became an American stage and movie comedienne. In 1926, she wrote and directed the Broadway show called Sex, which resulted in her arrest for obscenity. She signed with Paramount 6 years later, made many movies, and broke box office records with one titled She'd Done Him Wrong. Mae West, who said, "It's better to be looked over than overlooked." And here is a poem by Paul Durkin titled Tullamore Poetry Recital. It was a one-man show in Tullamore, the sonnets of Shakespeare. The newspaper advertisement bubbled, "Bring your own knitting." The audience of 25 was devout, polite, attentive, all with their knitting, men and women alike with their knitting. I shut my eyes and glimpsed between the tidal breakers of iambic pentameter the knitting needles flashing like the oars of Odysseus. But as the evening wore on and the centuries passed, and the meditations and the thanksgivings and darkness fell, and with it a foolish moon, not quite full, but full-ish, putting on weight by the teaspoonful, one was aware of a reversal advancing, of incoming tides being dragged backwards. The knitting needles were no longer oars, but fiddles in orchestras sawing to halts. One became aware of one's own silence. One was no longer where one thought one was. One was alone in the pit of oneself, knitting needles. Tullamore Poetry Recital, a poem by Paul Durkin from his collection Daddy Daddy, published by Blackstaff Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us here next time.